Hiya, for Lingua Franca, I'm Maria Zylstra, and here's the lexicographer Bruce Moore to tell about two words that are central to our national psyche today, Aussie and battler, both of which have great resonance across this wide land, especially now.
For centuries, Northern Hemisphere scholars had postulated the existence of a great land to the south, which they called Terra Australis Incognita, the unknown southern land. When the Dutch discovered the western coast in the 17th century, they gave it the name Nova Hollandia, or New Holland. When Captain Cook discovered the eastern coast in 1770, he called it New South Wales. Matthew Flinders, circumnavigating the continent in 1803, proved that New Holland and New South Wales were part of the same land, and recommended a return to a translated version of the original Latin title Terra Australis Incognita, saying, "Had I permitted myself any innovation upon the original term, it would have been to convert it into Australia, as being more agreeable to the ear and as an assimilation to the names of the other great portions of the earth." In 1817, Governor Macquarie also argued that the continent should be known by the name Australia, and not by the very erroneous and misapplied name hitherto given it of New Holland, which properly speaking applies only to a part of this immense continent. And by the late 1820s, the new continent was generally known as Australia, although New Holland lingered on until the 1860s. The older term has not, however, been totally expunged from Australian English. It is remembered, for example, in the name of the New Holland honeyeater of eastern Australia. The history of Dutch exploration and the word Holland are etched into Australian English in another way. Consider this 2006 passage from the Northern Territory News. It is from an Aboriginal woman protesting against a person called Felix, who supported the rejection by a Northern Territory judge of a native title claim by the Larrakia people of the Darwin area. "Felix, I suppose you are a Belander, just like the judge. We lost the case because people like you took our culture and traditional laws away from us." She calls the white person a Belander, a word that is widely used in the Australian Aboriginal English of Northern Australia. Belander is an alteration of Hollander, meaning first a Dutchman in particular, and then a white man in general. It was originally used in Malay, and then moved into Makassarese, the language of an Indonesian people who traded with the Aboriginal people of Northern Australia from the 18th century. The word Belander was taken into Australian Aboriginal languages from Makassarese, and from there it found its way into Aboriginal English. The formal name Australia held sway for almost 100 years before the informal Aussie made its first appearance. The word Aussie is a typical example of the way Australians abbreviate words and then add the IE or Y or sometimes O suffix. The process produces informality, and it is often, as in this case of Aussie, a marker of affection, as in rally, rello for relative. In this case, we have clear historical evidence of the events that generated the term Aussie, and of the impulses that generated the affection. All the early evidence for Aussie is associated with troops who were serving overseas during the First World War, and Aussie appears especially in newspapers and diaries produced by serving soldiers and nurses. The earliest evidence is in 1915, when Aussie appears as a noun meaning Australia in the bulletin. A farewell dance for the boys going home to Aussie tomorrow. In another publication in 1916, Aussie reappears as an adjective meaning Australian, one of our Aussie officers. In 1918, the final year of the war, Aussie emerges as a noun to describe an Australian soldier who fought in the First World War. By the following year, it was being used to describe any typical Australian, as with one writer who describes how he endeavoured to picture the Aussie as he really is, a lovable, humorous, if somewhat crude product of the great Commonwealth. Aussie then forged ahead. By 1920, Australia was called Aussieland, and by 1941, an Australian was an Aussielander. Australian rules football became Aussie rules in 1941. A new term, the Aussie, meaning the Australian dollar, appeared in 1984, just a few months after the dollar had been floated on the international money market. The Aussie pizza, the salient feature of which is a fried egg on the top, appeared in 1986, and the sporting cry, Aussie, 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 oi, 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 appeared in 1995. In the early records, Aussie, A-U-S-S-I-E, is occasionally spelt O-Z-Z-I-E, but the S spelling dominates overwhelmingly both in the past and in the present. Where then did the O-Z spelling come from? It is, of course, understandable as a reproduction in writing of the pronunciation of an abbreviated form of Australia, Australian or Aussie. But it is curious, given how common it is today, that the Z spelling did not appear until very late. As an abbreviation of Australia, Oz as OZ first appears in 1944 in a newspaper of a military troop. All the tribes of Oz did gather together. It is just possible that this new spelling was influenced by The Wizard of Oz. L. Frank Baum published the original children's novel as The Wonderful Wizard of Oz in 1900, but it was the 1939 film The Wizard of Oz that gave it worldwide popularity. The title, and particularly the phrase The Land of Oz, may well have had some influence on Australian spellings of Aussie with the O and Z. Aussie has been one of the most enduring of Australian words. It belongs in that cluster of core Australian words, such as Anzac and Digger, that arose during the First World War and continues in usage today.